Yeah, that All-Star info, I'm sure you're familiar with that. I followed that guy's instructions, but he was using Vox and DSP, and he was using the two radios, and I got all of that working. That worked pretty cool, but it was kind of a pain in the butt to keep all the batteries charged and all the jumpers, and it looked like messy. And then I thought to myself, you know what, this is just not me. So I just went back. I still use the Dell Weiss box, the 3040, for the analog side of things, the All-Star things, and I used the ASL3, and I just used the dongle, and then I run an antenna, you know, one of those cheap $12 antennas, and, you know, with the coil and then the other coil, and then I cut it, so when I just tuned it for whatever frequency, 440-something that I'm using, and because it really doesn't even need to be dual band, so I just cut it and tuned it for that frequency and called it a day, and it works pretty good, actually.